بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. معالي السيد ينس ستولنبرغ الأمين العام لحلف شمال الأطلسي أصحاب السعادة.
Your Excellency Jens Stoltenberg, Secretary General. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to express my great appreciation to the arrival of NATO here to hold this meeting to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Istanbul Cooperation Initiative and look at NATO and the Gulf security. And the initiative includes Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, and the UAE. We are facing common challenges and common threats, and in order to deal with them, we have to work collectively and cooperate and coordinate together on a national, regional, and international level. We all know that this initiative has achieved a lot in some areas and in some countries, and it is worth more support and consolidation. And because of the quick changes in the security situation in the area, we need to be able to intervene in the right time. And we know that the WMD is one of the problems, as well as all the threats that face us all, in addition to all the problems on the economic, social, and political levels. We need to work in concert. We have to work on the basis of consensus, and unless the international system is reformed and we still not use the same measure in judging issues, we shall not be able to deal with all the challenges. The international community has to bear the responsibility according its responsibility towards all what's happening in the world and in dealing with all the areas of conflict and tension in the world through collective dialogue and not leaving issues to fester, threatening global security and peace. In conclusion, I hope that all the things that were discussed during this meeting would participate in the enhancement of peace and security in the world, and I wish you all the success and best endeavors, and thank you all for participating in this very important conference.
Thank you very much indeed, Your Excellency Dr. Khalid bin Mohammed Al Attiyah, the Foreign Minister of the State of Qatar. Some of the issues which he addressed there, the responsibility of regional and global security and peace, is not one that obviously can be shouldered by the region alone. So it's time to hear from His Excellency now Jens Stoltenberg, the Secretary General of NATO, as he shares his perspective on those challenges in his closing remarks. Let's welcome him up to the podium.
Minister Attiyah, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we had a very productive meeting in keeping with our 10 years of very productive cooperation. And over the past decade, we have seen a real culture of dialogue and cooperation developing between our countries. And we have worked together to manage crisis and to project stability in Afghanistan, in Libya, and elsewhere. Our Istanbul Cooperation Initiative, ICI, has developed from a bilateral focus to include a multilateral dimension. From the beginning, we have reached out to all Gulf Cooperation Council countries and to the GCC Secretariat. And many of you have suggested NATO should continue to do so. And I was very pleased to see the participation in our meeting of the Secretary General of the GCC. and of the high-level representatives from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the Sultanate of Oman. I hope that our flexible approach will encourage these two key regional states to join the Istanbul Cooperation Initiative, and that we can build on our discussions with the GCC to strengthen the working relationship between our secretariats. 10 years of cooperation in the framework of the ICI have confirmed the basic principles underpinning the ICI, that the security of the Gulf region is of strategic importance to NATO, just as security and stability in the Euro-Atlantic area matter greatly to Gulf countries. Today, we have heard how new multidimensional challenges affect the countries of the Gulf region and NATO countries alike. We exchange views on whether and how NATO could help to address these major challenges. And many of you suggested we should focus on those areas where NATO's experience and expertise can provide real added value, and where we can complement other bilateral and international efforts. We heard a number of concrete proposals to enhance our partnership. Several areas of future practical work were mentioned, including maritime security, cyber defense, energy security, civil emergency planning, crisis management, and defense capacity building. ICI countries were also encouraged to exploit NATO's partnership tools, such as the planning and review process and the operational capability concept. The partnership initiatives that we adopted at our Wales summit in September offer additional potential to enhance the interoperability of our forces. We also look forward to developing individual partnership and cooperation programs with all our ICI partners, because that will help to streamline our practical cooperation and make it even more responsive to the individual security needs of our partners in the region. Many of you suggested that we should have more regular meetings, including between ambassadors, ministers, experts, chiefs of defense, and other military officials. It was also suggested that we should broaden our joint public diplomacy activities and include civil society representatives, academics, opinion makers, and parliamentarians. Finally, many of you welcomed the informal policy advisory group discussions that took place in Istanbul last month. And I'm pleased to announce that Kuwait has offered to host the next such meeting in Kuwait City in 2015. Minister Atiya, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we heard many interesting ideas today to deepen our understanding and strengthen our partnership. I suggest that the international staff takes these ideas forward, working closely with the Brussels-based ICI embassies and with the Partnership and Cooperative Security Committee. Our ICI partnership offers enormous potential for mutually beneficial cooperation. We have already achieved a lot together, but there is much more for us to gain. Let me conclude by thanking all our speakers for their contribution to our discussions. And on behalf of the North Atlantic Council and all participants, let me express our sincere gratitude to the Qatari authorities for hosting this successful event. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Your Excellency, Mr. Jens Stoltenberg, the Secretary General of NATO. And by that, we reach the end of the 10th anniversary conference of the Istanbul Cooperation Initiative. While the conference comes to an end, the opportunities highlighted in this event remain. We thank you for gracing us with your presence and attendance here, and look forward to welcoming you once again in the next conference. Thank you very much.